Well, taking up on what Tony Blair just said, as Iraq is shattered by yet another conflict, it's worth reviewing its recent history. The United States stopped short of invading Iraq in the early 1990s after driving out the forces of Saddam Hussein from Kuwait. But in the wake of 9/11 terror attacks, the US claimed that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction that were a security threat. It invaded in 2003, toppled the dictator, and spent 7 years trying to stabilise the country. Australia lent its support in both the First and Second Gulf Wars. Major General John Cantwell was deployed to both, and in 2006 he was Director of Strategic Operations with the multinational forces in Iraq. Welcome to AM.
Thanks very much, Chris.
John Cantwell, is it reasonable for people now to ask whether toppling Saddam Hussein was, in the long run, one of the most misguided military expeditions in history?
It's certainly a legitimate question, and it was interesting to hear Tony Blair quickly brushing over that issue and asking us all to focus on the current events and the future, which I would if I was him. He was one of the leaders that led us down that very, very bad pathway where we knocked over a government and a country on the basis of very poor intelligence and political blinkers and led to a terrible and extended and very, very deadly war. You have to ask, why do we do that given the current circumstance?
Just looking at one of the things that Tony Blair has said, he said, we underestimated about Iraq, Afghanistan and the whole of the region was that once we remove the dictatorship, then out comes this tribal, ethnic and above all religious tension. Why would you not have seen that at the outset?
I don't know the answer to that, and I wish that our political leaders had had that foresight. It now seems so obvious that even if you accept for a moment that the weapon of mass destruction threat was real, and we now know that was completely false, it begs the question, why didn't they understand the importance of these tribal and religious lines that guide so much of what goes on in that part of the world? And you have to ask the question, if we had just left Iraq alone, would Saddam Hussein still be there? Would he have lasted? What would have changed that was in any way comparable to the violence and death that has followed the invasion?
And sectarian tension is shot through that region's entire history.
It is, of course. And everything about this is on sectarian lines. And this is the major problem in Iraq at the moment. The Iraqi government is Shia-led, Shia-biased, and in the Sunni population, the minority population of Iraq, feel quite legitimately that they've been persecuted and held back and denied opportunities. And it's no wonder that organisations like ISIS are able to inflame the Sunni component of that country in the north and other parts of the country and take advantage of that in these recent advances.
And one of the things that strategic thinkers should have known about when you topple a strongman, and the most recent example before Iraq would have been Yugoslavia, is that you leave a power vacuum, and into that power vacuum stepped Iran.
Well, Iran has always had a great interest in what goes on across the border. Iran, of course, is now a strong ally of the Shia-dominated Maliki government and are already talking about assisting, as they would describe it, by providing advisors and even troops. They've always interfered in what's going on in Iraq. They did so from the mid-2000s and were a constant problem for the coalition in that time. And they will be just loving this. It provides an opportunity for them to meddle further in the affairs across the border in Iraq.
And the Gulf states, which were our allies in the First and Second Gulf Wars, are funding these Sunni extremists.
Well, that appears to be the case. Much of this money, though, is coming that directly supports the ISIS fighters, is coming straight from Syria, where they've gained so much of their experience, their heavy weaponry and the like have all come from Syria. So that's the major concern. The other player in all of this is within Iraq, and that's the Kurds, who are also likely to benefit from this terrible situation in a way that they've been wanting for years and years. We may well see the permanent arrangement of a separate Kurdish state, which will inflame the Turks. So the ramifications for this are quite wide.
Apart from the search for weapons of mass destruction, one of the key ideas that was driving the war in Iraq was that it was against terror. Now, Al-Qaeda didn't exist in Iraq before 2003. Now the most extreme of the extremists exists there.
Yes, another irony of the whole business. Had, as I said, Iraq been left to his devices, al-Qaeda would not have flourished in the way it did. We may well have had to fight them somewhere else, who can say, but it is it's just a tragedy from start to finish, and we are seeing yet another unfolding of that tragedy. I believe that this will eventually be resolved in the near weeks, but we won't see Iraq collapse, but what we are likely to see is a hardening of the hatreds and the distrust between Sunnis and Shia. We'll see an advancement of Kurdish interests to the detriment of the unity of the country, and the rest of the region will continue to meddle and fund and upset the organisations that support their own interests in Iraq. It's a very, very ugly scene.
And what do you make now of calls that the US go back and that Australia perhaps support them?
I think it would be absolute folly for Australia to go back into Iraq, and I'd be very surprised if the US seriously gets involved. The worry, if they do employ airstrikes, which they may be tempted to do if the situation worsens, is that would probably be perceived by the Sunnis as further evidence of them being suppressed by a government that's backed by the West, a Shia government backed by the West. It would produce other long-term and unforeseen consequences. And if we've learned nothing from Iraq, it is that we cannot take short-sighted action without thinking it through in detail and at great length. And a further intervention now, I think, would be a very big mistake.
And finally, the greatest irony, of course, is if the United States was to go in and fight there, it would be fighting on the side of Iran.
Well, it may well find itself in a coalition of ideas and intentions with Iran, which would be very bizarre indeed. Although the US has been trying to build a rapprochement with Iran, and maybe this is one way of doing it, but goodness, it's an ugly and brutal way to do it. The best thing would be to just stay out of it.
Major General John Cantwell, thank you.
You're most welcome.
That was retired Major General John Cantwell, who was Director of Strategic Operations with the multinational forces in Iraq in 2006.